Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What would you do if your mother-in-law went behind your back and changed the spelling of your newborn's middle name?
It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. And well,
those names aren't changing.
That's not changing. Neither is radio.com. All you have to do is download that for your smartphone. Put it on your phone, and then you can walk around walking the dog. Or maybe if you're going to check on your baby, and just keep The Mix on with you wherever you go. Go into that room. Make sure your kid's name is spelled correctly, according to this whole story here. But yeah, radio.com. Download it today.
That's the conversation we're having this morning, because that's what a mom wrote in asking for advice on a mom support website, cafemom.com. It's now gone viral. Her husband told her his mom, the mother-in-law, convinced him to change the spelling of Finley, the middle name, while his wife was sleeping after an emergency C-section. She's thinking about legally changing it back. She wants F-I-N-L-E-Y. Mom-in-law wants F-I-N-L-A-Y for whatever reason. I say she should. Radar and producer Dave say it's just one letter. Stephanie, what do you think?
I don't talk to my husband's mother-in-law. We call her the egg donor. So I would never speak to her again.
Why? Wow. Okay, well, what's going on there? Did she change the name of your kid?
No, my husband's egg donor. She wanted to actually raise our child when they turned 5. And it's a whole other story. But yeah, it's like she's psychotic. But no, that's psychotic.
Yeah, it sounds like there's control issues going on here. So I can see why the mom's going to change. Do you agree she should change the name? She should legally...
Yeah, not only that, but she might want to seek legal action because she was under, and she was under, like, she was incoherent.
Legal action?
Yeah.
What? She can't have
She's
legal
getting
action.
Blown up.
It's just a little influence there by mama-in-law.
A little influence. She changed the name.
Is it not a little influence if a girl's under a little influence? The same thing. She's under the influence of something.
Well, and Stephanie.
Well, you're going pretty far there.
And Stephanie, this woman now has to worry about, what if she's taking a nap in the other room?
Exactly.
Is the mother-in-law going to go sign the kid up for some college?
Probably. Hey, I put him in soccer yesterday. What?
You were
exactly.
Napping.
Right.
Exactly.
Stephanie, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye.
Brad, all right, whose side are you on in this situation?
I am on the mom side of the child. Oh. I think mother-in-law way overstepped her boundaries.
Yeah, she did. So you agree. All right, I'm with you. Change the name to how you want it to be spelled. Who cares about the Y? It's your kid.
She only stepped over one letter. What's the diff?
It's not her kid
name. You know what? It's right. I agree.
Thank you, Brad.
All right, Brad.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Carrie, what do you think the mom should do in this situation now?
She should change the name. It's how she wanted it. She probably spent months coming up with a name, and she picked the spelling for a reason. Names have a meaning. And for the mother-in-law to change it and the husband to not back his wife, I mean, changing an A and an E changes the meaning of the name.
Carrie, it's still, when you pronounce it, though, it still sounds the same.
Yeah, but they probably have the little, like, wooden letters on the wall in the bedroom, and they have blankets that are made now. Like, they need to get it changed
and
back.
After someone in her family that had the E in their name, and she chose it for a reason to get that in there, and then now it doesn't represent or honor the family member.
What if we do this with the block letters that are on the wall? When the mother-in-law comes over, you put the A up there. When the mother-in-law leaves, you put the E up there. Then everybody's happy. Then you keep everybody happy.
But the mother-in-law had no right to do that.
Yep, I'm with you. A majority are saying time to change the name. So that's what she should do.
Sorry, mother-in-laws, I'm trying to defend you here, but I don't think it's working.
Yeah, but the thing is, this woman shouldn't be defended. What she did was childish and selfish and very manipulative. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, bye.
Oh, O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.